We are back from recess. We're going to go ahead and begin, even though the collector is here. The reason is her portion of this would be protested taxes and what part to do and when, et cetera. But we can chat about that at any time. The wording, as I look at the wording that we have, where it says state tax commission exemptions, could have been placed a little differently. Probably should have stated policy for handling appeals to the tax commission. Might have been a better wording or choice of wording, which was the reason for placing this on the agenda. This, my intent is not to discuss the worthiness of any parcel of property or any entity within the county as to whether or not they are exempt or non-exempt. To me, that's not an issue. County Commission did what during the Board of Equalization was asked of the County Commission to do, and that was to pass exempt questions onto the State Tax Commission based upon their request. So by looking at those, they can make determinations of properties that are exempt across the state in a uniform manner. So the Board of Equalization, I believe, to the best of our ability at least, did that during BOE. So how do we handle appeals that are made to the State Tax Commission? Historically, for decades, either the county assessor represents the county and or a council with the assessor for appeals hearings. When I read about appeals and having not had any of the State Tax Commission findings in hand, I was surprised. I believe that we should be apprised and appraised of any decisions of the State Tax Commission, since we are the County Commission and make up the majority of Board of Equalization. I made a call to see if there was anything that we could do, in fact, to have a stay at least until we could talk about what the policy would be within the county. And for me, it's pretty simple. We need to have something, even if it's reduced to writing, within the county so that all taxpayers and all entities within the counties are treated the same, so that we don't treat anyone unequally. Again, my thoughts are not aimed at the exempt status or non-exempt status of any piece of property within this county, but how the county handles those requests for exemptions and or any other appeal that would come before the State Tax Commission, which is why I thought it would probably be better if we stated policy for handling appeals to the Tax Commission. I know that it involves all of us. It involves certainly the collector who, when she has protested taxes, needs at a certain time after a decision's been made by the Tax Commission the ability to distribute the dollars that are in compliance with the order of the State Tax Commission or in order with any order that's forthcoming from the circuit court, et cetera. So that's how I believe that the collector would be affected. So if there are any comments from anyone, I'm open to that. That is, again, was the intent of us chatting so that we, in fact, might have a uniform policy in going forward.
Well, I guess my only thought is, you did say that the commission makes up the majority of the BOE, but it's the BOE decisions that are being appealed on to the State Tax Commission. Would it be appropriate for us to just, what you're asking us for us to send you a copy of those decisions, wouldn't it be more appropriate to send it to all of the board members of the BOE?
Well, we could do that, but you're not the county clerk of the BOE. You're the clerk of the county commission. So information, I think, that comes to the clerk of the commission should come to the commission. That's my thought.
I'm also the secretary for the Board of Equalization.
Send it to whomever you please, then.
And
my point is, please make us aware of those decisions.
I just kind of came in on the end, but knowing, you know, from the past when we talked, if you remember, like, you remember when I had to check the signing for a protest one time, and we were discussing, and you said, does the commission get a copy of this? And I said, no, it goes to the clerk, assessor, and collector, because they have to change their books accordingly to the decision. And I said, but any time you want to know a decision, or if you want copies of any of the past ones, I'd be happy to show them, and just let me know. And so when a decision comes down, it would be easy to just send you a copy if you want, but I'm assuming you probably just want the decisions that are against the that go against the assessment when
I think that the county commission should have any decision that's forthcoming from the state tax commission.
Well, that's
pretty simple.
Those are available anytime you want to look at them on the state tax commission's website. You go there and look at it.
Appreciate
anytime.
That.
Don't
frequent that website, but.
But, I mean, if you're interested to know what's happening, that it's right there. It's easy to get to. I, knowing this was coming up, I did some research. They go back to the 2000, maybe farther back than that. So if you're just looking for that information, it's there whenever there's a decision made. It goes right on that site.
Now, last Thursday, I did email you gentlemen those that were pending for me to hold and wait, I think in October sometime. That was in your email last Thursday, of those. If you want to...
Have you done that before? I'm just curious, because when I received those, and I did, I went through them, and I appreciate you sending them.
Mm-hmm. Have I done it before? No, I just told you before that any time that if you wanted to know any decisions or any copies of them, just to, you know, to let me know.
I appreciated you sending them.
And I never did hear anything, so I didn't know that the desire was there, but... let me see, did I just send you the titles of telling you what they were, or did you want to complete?
I guess part of this is prompted from the recent state audit of the county that has insisted that the county be involved in the different levels of county government and oversee these different practices with the departments, and so embracing those recommendations is where comes from, just that we need to be more involved and we need to be paying particular attention to these issues.
Of course, the state audit could not request you to do this because it is not the law or not the practice, but it's absolutely no problem. Would you like the complete case? Gentlemen, would you like me to email the complete case of what's pending?
I wouldn't, no.
No? Just the names? And what the decision is, just the name and.
Go ahead. You start.
I think the concern, Chuck. I understand it's on the website. I didn't know that. Thank you. I think the concern is. This was from 2 years ago, BOE, not this previous BOE. So, in order to know when, to look at that information, in order for me to have gotten that information, I would have had to look at the website every day for the last 2 years. I'm not going to do that. So whenever the decision does come down, I think what we're asking is just let us know, hey, this is it came down in a more prompt manner. Is that fair to say? I mean, if that's asking something that, you know, I want to work together with everybody, and I hope everybody knows that.
Brandon, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I guess to forward that on or to send an email saying, hey, by the way, this, and this, decisions were made, I don't see that being a big deal. If it is a big deal, I mean, maybe I'm missing something.
It's not
something.
A big deal.
Okay. And that's all I would ask for.
Mm-hmm. Just the decision.
Yeah, the name of the decision.
Yeah. Everything I'm getting now is from 2013 protesting, so it would have been 2013 BOE.
Right.
And
wouldn't it be more proactive if there's a case or a situation that you're interested in to let you know when that's going to be appealed so you can have a representative there?
That's his assessor's office. Assessor's office.
Well, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I guess I thought you guys wanted to have an attorney there on certain cases to represent the BOE. Am I misunderstanding that?
What I
think now we're talking about two different things.
Yeah, I know we are.
I think she brought up an issue that I found quite interesting as I reviewed the evidence in these cases, and it said that there was no representative from the county available. So the report that came down 2 or 3 years ago was that if there was no representation as far as it would be appraiser, attorney, or whatever, that the county automatically would have lost in their appeal.
Not true.
I have cases.
That's exactly what was stated to us as a in a statement that was given to us from the State Tax Commission.
Danny, I've got cases because I knew this was coming. I've looked those up. I can show you cases, recent cases, that that's not true. Be glad to present them to you if you like. We'll take a minute.
I think the question, at least the question for me, is could we be advised whenever State Tax Commission rulings come in? That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, those go to the clerk, the collector, and the assessor. They don't come to the county commission. And if one of you would send us a copy, clerk of the commission, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yes, sir, we will.
I do know I talked to, is it Joanne at the State Tax Commission?
Lou Ann
Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where I got the J from. She did tell me, Danny, and because I wasn't part of it whenever you guys got the, but she did tell me that it's presumed that the county is right and the burden of proof is on the taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's not a lot of defense if we don't have somebody up there representing. I don't disagree with that. She did tell me that that it's presumed that the Board of Equalization is correct in sending it on.
I would, when the opportunity is right, I would like to speak to that issue of there not being somebody there. If this is time, I'd be happy to do that now. But all right. There was a case decided 10-1 of 13, just after I got here, as Jesus was homeless against Taney County. And the county did have a hearing officer, but the cases were like the two that you all have sent the application for review. It was decided on documents, on the exhibits that are presented. There was no exhibits presented, and the case was decided in Jefferson City. There's no hearing. So when you say the assessor did not attend the hearing, that's because there was no hearing. There was no hearing to attend. And they talk about it, and you can look at the cases. It's agreed that there will be no hearing, that it will be decided by the hearing officer on the evidence that has been submitted. During my time, during the time before me, that's been the case.
Was there a hearing for these particular potential exemptions?
No, sir. There was
no
hearing.
So the reporting that we read that no one was present for the hearings was probably not accurate? Is that what you're stating?
I'm sorry. I think I missed something wrong. Ask that question again.
Was it reported that no one was present for the hearing to represent the county?
You reported it, I believe.
It's in the document.
It's in the document.
Oh, that's right.
I read it. That's what I found interesting.
Thank you.
But there was no hearing. There's no hearing. I'm sorry. What are you talking about, Jan? You say it says that nobody was present?
The document from the State Tax Commission said no one from the county was present for the hearing.
I don't believe there is such a thing. I didn't find it. Because there was no hearing, as I just explained. The both sides have the opportunity to, as you said, Brandon, as Lou Ann brought to the attention, it is the complainant's responsibility to prove that the assessor's assessment value or exemption or whatever the case is wrong. So it's up to them to prove it, just like when they come to the BOE. You all experience that. It's the complainant's responsibility to tell the BOE, my value is too high or it should be exempt, and present evidence. You ask for evidence. I know you do. It's the same thing at the State Tax Commission. The complainant is responsible to provide evidence, and they do it in writing ahead of time if there is a hearing. But in many cases, there's no hearing. And so the complainant and the respondent, if they like, present information. It will go nowhere if the complainant does not present evidence that the assessor is wrong.
So we were not notified that there would be a time specific that we, in fact, could provide input regarding these particular pleadings.
Ron, I don't understand your question because...
It's pretty simple.
Well, let me...
Can I
say
something?
Why I don't understand, because the complainant comes before the BOE. Let's use Kanakuk, okay? Kanakuk came before the BOE. I happen to be before my time, but I sat through the meeting. I heard their attorney. I heard Joe White. I heard others speak to the favor of them being exempt. The county commission had every opportunity to question, and I don't remember that you questioned or doubted.
We're not questioning whether they're exempt or not exempt. We're talking about the procedure and the policy, Chuck. My question was real simple, the one you didn't understand. You didn't receive any information that stated that there was going to be a hearing where you could give input regarding any of these particular cases.
Say that one more time.
A date for the hearing.
There was no hearing.
Well, we didn't get one.
Can I say something?
Your answer to my question would be no, that you didn't receive
didn't I tell
any
you?
Information. No, you didn't.
Okay. I didn't tell you there was no hearing? I've been arguing that. They do not have a hearing.
Let me make a statement.
Did you receive, Chuck, any information stating that you'd be given an opportunity to provide any information regarding any of these cases? Did you, yes or no? It's pretty simple.
Did they present me?
Did you receive anything from the State Tax Commission informing you that these cases would be coming up?
Yes.
Offering you an opportunity?
Why, sure.
To provide input?
Sure, but not
did they, or yes or no?
Yes, yes.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did. What's your point? Why, sure, they did.
This is, I'm just...
So, by not...
Well, you know that, Ron. You know that they talked, they present it, and it goes back and forth.
I'm trying to learn. So, by not responding, then there was no hearing. Had you responded, would there have been a hearing?
It makes no difference whether you respond or not. It is the choice... They give you the choice of having a hearing or not having a hearing. If you present information, you can ask for a hearing. Or you can agree that it will be decided on the facts, the information, the exhibits that are presented, whether both sides present facts or only one side.
So whenever you say there's never a hearing.
I didn't say there's never a hearing. I said you can choose. They ask you.
That was the, Chuck, that's the first time you said you could choose. Before, our conversation before was there were no hearings. So you can choose to have a hearing.
You can choose to have a hearing.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you could have chosen to have a hearing.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
In these cases, that we, when it comes to this point, once a decision has been made like this, now what you guys are talking about is before this decision comes down.
Right.
Once this decision has been made like this, the three parties, three offices involved that have to adjust their books or not adjust according to that decision, is when they receive that, they have 30 days to present more evidence. If you have more evidence to present, that would shed light on the case. If there's no evidence to present, like in these cases of to Kanakuk and Branson Sports Center, if the county has the assessor's office has no evidence to present that this ruling should not be true, then after the end of 30 days and no evidence is presented.
This is after the State Tax Commission has made.
Yes, after this decision,
we're
when it comes to the collector.
We're talking about prior to.
Yeah, that's. I thought we were talking about, you know, the rulings.
No.
And so, okay, so after
we're
it's.
We're talking about everything in general.
Okay, so, well, after it's made, if one office disagrees with the other, like in this case, if the assessor's office had more evidence to present to these, he would present that evidence to the State Tax Commission, then I would get an order from the state to hold it further. If I don't hear anything at the end of that 30 days, 31 days, I release it then.
We understand.
I will say this. During the BOE, I do know that during the 2013 BOE, whenever it came up, the statement, I believe, from pretty much everybody within the BOE was, I think pretty much the exact quote verbatim, close, so it's not exact quote. According to our training, anytime there's a question, we need to go ahead and send it on to the State Tax Commission and let them make the ruling.
Exactly.
So I don't have a problem with the ruling, and I don't know that anybody else does or not. I think the problem is with the handling of of it after that.
Actually, in some of these instances, it was difficult to go ahead and make the decision to send it on to the State Tax Commission because it looked like we were taking a position certain when, in fact, what we were really doing was what the State Tax Commission had advised us to do. Just to add what you had said.
And that advice has carried on.
So there are two notifications maybe that were
to the assessor.
So
that what you just said carries on to the assessor. That if you don't know, if you're not certain whether it's exempt or not as an assessor, you should pass it on to the BOE so that the complainant can go on to the State Tax Commission and have it decided. And that's happened for years. That's exactly what I did. I don't understand your complaint.
Couple of things. If the State Tax Commission makes a ruling and they send a decision down, we would appreciate a copy. If, when you receive notice, that you have an opportunity to either represent or not represent, it would be nice to have a copy of that as well. I don't think we're asking too much for that to be the procedure that the county follows. It shouldn't be difficult. Does you guys agree?
I don't disagree. I'm disagreeing. Go ahead, Dan.
I want to get back to something that I said wasn't true. What's the gentleman's name that does the lessons that we all attend the courses there in Springfield that is with the State Tax Commission that comes down and does all the...
Can't think of his name, Dan.
Bart Tichner.
Bart Tichner. Bart Tichner made a statement that was either written to the BOE or presented to the BOE by someone that said if there was not an appraiser or a attorney, that the county automatically lost the appeal.
I can
show you. I've got it right here. I can show you the cases that's happened since I've been here that is not the case.
Chuck, I believe you 100%. Danny, I was there and heard it, so I believe you 100% as well.
It's just the same as our commission. The rules change when a commission changes. The State Tax Commission, the hearing officers have changed, and you look at your rulings, and so you just have to keep up with the times.
I just like to be mm-hmm. on record saying that was the case, mm-hmm. and I don't like to be told that I was either misinformed or lying or whatever might be brought to the attention, because that was the statement that was made.
Danny, I didn't mean to. I said that might have happened.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. I didn't want you to think I was calling you out.
No, I'm.
It took me a second.
the reason that I want all the information is because I found it quite interesting why some of these cases were tax exempt, and their opinion of why some of these were tax-exempt
mm-hmm.
was quite puzzling to even the layman mm-hmm. of this county that might not understand.
Well, those two you're speaking of, when I read it, they proved to the State Tax Commission that they were working for the have you read the whole case?
I have read
it. Okay. They proved that they were working to the benefit of the children, of their, educating them in ways to the benefit of them, and they were gaining no profit from it. No one was to gain any profit. And if at the sale of any of that property, it maintains to a nonprofit organization always, that no individual gains from it. They only add to the benefits of society by educating the children in various ways.
I wasn't going to go into the cases, but you
uh-huh.
did. So
mm-hmm.
I read all that. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about $20 million in one case that was stood before this podium by...
$20 million?
Mr. Frank said they took in $20 million on the year that they had the appeal. And mm-hmm. you can look that up in the minutes. And so those type of situations, it's hard for the public to understand how a business can take in $20 million and still be tax exempt. As those And another thing I want to get around to as I made that comment, I wasn't going into the cases until you mentioned that, but here's the other comment. If we don't receive notice and the schools don't receive notice, they start preparation for their levies in late August and early September.
The schools are made aware.
Okay. How come everybody was made aware except for the county commission?
Because once the county commission, the Board of Equalization, rule and turn it over to the state, then it's in the hands of who they appeal with. The county commission, the Board of Equalization, no longer have a decision or have to adjust their books for it. The reason the turn an order over and the person files under protest, then I have to receive order from the state tax commission or the circuit court. I can't receive an order from, and if then the person wants to go to you, the county commission, to lower their tax or something, I have to receive an order from the state tax commission or who they filed with to pull that out. They have to notify that party, the state tax commission, that we want to withdraw our case before I can hear from you, the county commission. We've had that happen, too.
I thought that it didn't come back to the county commission.
If, as long as it's in protest under the order of the state tax commission or the circuit court, my order has to come from them. Now, if a customer files under protest and then decides that they don't want to, that they want to go to the commission or something, if you're going to, then they have to send a letter to pull it out of the state tax commission saying, we no longer want to be heard by the state tax commission or protest. Then I have to receive an order from the state tax commission saying, the customer has requested that this be released. Once you, the Board of Equalization, turn it over, give your ruling, then my order has to come from them.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm. As you said earlier, we said that the state tax commission, that their body has changed, their hearing officers have changed. Mm-hmm. This is the first time in 12 years that the commission has had this much interest in receiving these. But we are very happy. My office will send a copy of every decision to you for now.
Just so you know, the reason I'm finding out from the media and from people involved as opposed, so then I'm caught off guard
because
I had no idea.
I can see that would be a
and it's like,
for you.
Okay, I didn't know. You know, so that's where.
We will make sure that you are.
And I don't know to ask possible. For you know whenever those come in. I guess again, I can ask you every day. Pay to the state tax commission. Send down the ruling. Pay to the state tax commission. I mean, but you're going to tell me to leave.
I just happened to think of something. The state does send a list of anyone that's going to file, like anyone that went through BOE with you gentlemen this summer. If they choose to go in and file with the state, then the state sends a list of who will be pending and coming. Of course, they update that periodically. I think I might have two or three at this time. So when that list comes, we could just, that'd be an easy one-page list to email you.
I would really appreciate that.
When the hearings are going to be.
But it just tells.
My office never gets that. So
that just goes to his office.
The assessor's office. I never get the hearing dates. Do you get them?
Well, not the hearing days because there's no hearings.
Yeah, there are sometimes. It depends on.
There are hearings. We've had hearings here. And I've attended the hearings that were had here.
We were talking about two different things because I thought you gentlemen was talking about receiving copies of these orders. And there would be no hearings on that. That's after the fact. Okay. I've got a programmer down there that.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you for your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Shannon.
Do you need anything else? Anybody?
I do not. Thank you very much. This was not about an exemption, it's about policy and how we treat everyone the same. And hope to treat everyone the same in the future, whether it be an entity, whether it be an organization, whether it be an individual, just so that we have a consistent policy. That was the intent of this little roundtable.
Ron, can you help me out with you all have filed two applications for reviews on these two exemption cases, and can you inform me what you're looking for?
We're not really looking for anything, Chuck. We asked if we could hold final decision until the county commission had an opportunity to look into our policy and to take a look at the matter at hand. That's it. We're hearing from you that you turned down the opportunity to present any evidence or documentation or thoughts regarding this, if I'm not mistaken. Therefore, there was not a hearing. And at other times, you do appear at hearings. If I'm misquoting you, please tell me. We were just trying to bring the commission into the loop so that we have an idea of what's going on and what the practices are that we're following.
If I could read number one of the application, it says, pursuant to so-and-so intervention, the Taney County Commission respectfully requests to appear and be heard in the above styled matter. This one is Kanika. Can you also?
My suggestion is that we establish this for Thursday and we can make a decision regarding any of these issues on Thursday. Is that acceptable to both of you? Thank you.
But Ron, you.
I said thank you.
So I
concluded
I'm done
this part. Yes, you're done talking.
Okay.
Linda? Stand in recess for a couple of minutes until you get set up. That's all.